Welcome into episode 130 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you guys have been doing well the last 4 weeks. My last episode was April 2nd, so yeah, 4 weeks of the day. And here we are. But before I get started with this episode, I want to mention, so as you guys know, I am officially in the real estate game, the real estate industry, whatever you want to call it. And my dad and I, who I'm working with my dad, we have a business, a real estate business. We are starting a podcast. I'm not sure exactly what date yet, but we are starting a podcast. I ordered a microphone, a beauty of a microphone too. The thing is like pristine. So we are starting a podcast at some point for real estate, for the real estate side of things. This podcast is still going to be just my personal podcast, and you know, it's kind of just a variety of different topics on this particular podcast. But real estate will focus mostly on real estate. You never know what could pop up on there, but you know, we can mix it up every now and then. So I just want to give you guys a heads up. But when I have more information, I will make sure to tell you. If you guys want to go over to that podcast and give it a listen, that would be so much appreciated when it comes out. So yeah, without further ado, let's jump into this episode. And we are talking about time. We're talking about the concept of time today and just how little we actually do have in the grand scheme of things. So right now, I'm currently reading The 10X Rule by Grant Cardone. For those of you who do not know who Grant Cardone is, he is an entrepreneur. He's in real estate. He's a big real estate guy based out of Florida. And he's just amazing in the real estate industry. And this book of his in particular is very, very well done. I absolutely love it. It was a few chapters ago where he talked about time. It was only a few pages, but he talked about the concept of time and actually how little we actually have. But I think we all take time for granted, me included, which I'm trying to do a better job of, like reminding myself each and every day I wake up, like, Jake, you don't actually have as much time as you think. Like, you're getting older every single day, and before you know it, you're going to be, you know, much older. You're going to be in your 40s, 50s. I don't want to think about that right now, but it's true. You will reach that point one day, and I don't know how old you are listening to this episode right now, but time is just ticking away. Each second that goes by, we are a second older, and I think once you ingrain that thought into your head and realize, like, damn, like, I actually don't have much time. Like, it's like, why? I can't wait on accomplishing my goals. Like, I need to do that as soon as possible because I'm only getting older with each passing second. And there's going to be a day when I won't be able to chase my dreams. Like, that day is real. There's a day when you won't physically, mentally be able to chase your dreams. And so you got to take advantage of the time you have now when you're healthy, you're young. Maybe if you're 60, you know, if you're 60, you can still chase your dreams. You have like 30, 40 years to pursue those dreams and just go for it. So, but there was this one particular paragraph in that chapter about time where he mentioned how many hours there were the moment you turn 75 years old. And this was just mind-blowing to me. Absolutely. Like, this, like, I remember just staring at this for, like, a few minutes. It's like, wow, like, that's it? That's how many hours we live by the time we've lived by the time we turn 75? Like, it honestly didn't seem real. And I want to tell you guys right now that when you turn 75, okay, this is how many hours you have lived at that current moment in time. You have lived 657,000 hours by the time you turn 75. Now, if you take a step back, it doesn't seem like much at all. It truly does not seem like much at all because, you know, you throughout the day, you're looking at the time, especially if you work just a regular job, you probably look at the clock a lot. Or even if you're in business or doing whatever you do, you probably look at the clock a lot because you have things that you need to do at particular times of day. So, but just think of how fast each hour goes by every single day. Like, it just flies by, especially when you're busy. Time just, like, it feels like it just skips around. And just, like, you have 24 hours in a day, and that 24 hours just goes by in the blink of an eye. And by the time you're 75, you've lived 657,000 hours, which just does not seem like much at all. Now, if we want to break that down even more into, let's say, minutes. Let me get on my calculator right now. Minutes, calculator. There it is. Okay, so 657,000 hours times 60. Let's see what we got here. Times 60. How many minutes is this? 39,420,000 minutes. That's how many minutes you have lived by the time you turn 75. And again, that doesn't seem like much at all. I'm not going to lie. I mean, maybe you guys think it's a lot of time. Like, oh, that's 39 million. That's still like a ton of time. But personally, I don't see it as a lot of time. Like 39,420,000 minutes. Like, that feels like nothing. And minutes go by way faster than hours. Like, another minute just passed. So the whole point of this topic right now is to just remind you that we have less time than we all think, and especially with how fast time goes. And time is the most valuable commodity in the world. It's more valuable than money, because without using your time wisely, you won't have money. So it goes hand in hand, kind of. So you have to spend your time wisely. You have to use every moment to pursue your dreams or do what makes you happy. I think that's my big thing right now. Is I had an Instagram story the other day. I had a post from another account talking about like the 9 to 5 job, and how people just wake up Monday morning and it's like, I can't wait for Friday. And when Friday comes around, it's like, thank God it's Friday. And then, you know, Friday night, Saturday during the day, even Sunday during the day, people just like drink and, you know, just get drunk on the weekends and do what they want to do. And they do that to not remind themselves of the next 5 days coming up and of work. And that's just a sad way to live. That's how I look at it. Just always like, you just like, you wake up every single day. It's like, oh, why can't it be Friday or the weekend? Like, I don't remember the last time I did that. I did that during school. That's for sure. I would wake up on Monday morning in college and, you know, high school, so on and so forth, and just be like, I just want Friday here, or Thursday for college, because Thursday was basically the start of the weekend at my college. So it's just like, oh, I can't wait for Thursday. I can't wait for Friday. It's just like, come on, Mondays suck. But then when I graduated college, I transitioned my mind, especially since I got into real estate. I'm loving what I'm doing. I truly, truly am. I mean, I remember just laying in bed two nights ago. I'm like, God damn, like, I can't wait to like wake up and get to work. Like, that's what I was thinking to myself laying in bed at 10:30 at night. It's like, I just can't wait to get out of this bed tomorrow, do my workout, and get straight to doing work. And that's when you know things are clicking. Even if things aren't going well in what you're doing, for me in particular, it's been slow to get started in real estate, but I'm grinding every day. Every day is closer to reaching my dreams. And I know I'm going to get there with the consistent work I put in and my dad puts in. We will reach our destination one day. We just don't know when. But just the thought of just like, I can't wait to wake up and get to work. Like that makes me so happy that I am currently living that way. And it's going to be even, it's going to increase so much more once I start becoming really successful in real estate. It's going to be like, I'm going to be in bed like the night before, you know, a weekday, a Sunday night or whatever. I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait for Monday tomorrow. It's like, I'm so ready to get to work. Like, when things are going super well, even when things are going bad, you still have to have the mindset. It's like, I can't wait to get to work. I want to fix these problems. I want to move on from these problems. I want to learn from these problems. And I want to embrace any new problem that comes my way. So you have to use your time wisely. You don't want to live with regrets. You don't want to spend those 657,000 hours by the time you turn 75 and think like, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. But I wish I did that when I was 20. I wish I did that when I was 30. I wish I asked out that girl. I wish I started that business. I wish I started playing golf younger. I wish I wrote this book when I was younger. You know, that's what so many people go through when they get to an older age. They just have a whole list of things that they wish they did. And now they're at the point where they can't do some of those things that they wish they could have did. Even if they can do those things eventually, like when they're 75, like they're going to be able to spend less time doing that thing they wish they did earlier. Like if they started it when they're 25, they could have been like playing golf. Okay. You could play golf for like your entire life, basically. So if you want to start playing golf at 75, like, and you had the thought back when you're 25, you're going to hate yourself for not playing, starting when you're 25 and giving you those 50 extra years of playing golf. But when you turn 75 and you just take up the sport, you only have like, you know, 10 years or whatever to play, if you're lucky. So the moral of the story, I think I've had an episode about this before, but it's just don't live with regrets, use time wisely. And I hope you guys realize just how little time we actually do have. I hope you realize how little 657,000 hours actually is. And, you know, each hour that goes by should be used productively. Obviously we sleep and stuff, but even if you don't want an extravagant life or anything, but or anything like that, you just want to live, you know, a low-key life. And that's the other thing. It's just do what makes you happy. You know, be grateful. This was my Instagram story. I kind of lost track, but this is what my caption was. Be grateful for each day and do shit that makes you happy. I think that should be everyone's life motto. Just be grateful each day. Be grateful each day you wake up. Be grateful for the day, because, you know, the odds of becoming a human being are so minuscule, like 400 trillion to one is the odds of becoming a human being, that we should just be grateful for each day. If you're having a bad day, you gotta constantly remind yourself, like, you know, there's like a 0% chance I should be human right now, but here I am. So just be grateful for each and every day that you get, and do shit that makes you happy. I don't care what it is that makes you happy, as long as it's, you know, good for you. Just do that. No, not everybody wants to live an extravagant lifestyle. Some people want to stay low key and stay out of the limelight, which is totally fine. As long as it makes you happy, just keep doing that. So I'm going to wrap up this episode right after this commercial. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys got some value out of this. And I hope you guys realize just how little time we have when it all comes down to it. And sorry about that. So yeah, just do what you love. Be grateful for each day and you'll be happy. You'll be living the life you want to live if you just live that way. And also, in the meantime, pursue your goals relentlessly. Don't let the bad things get in the way. Don't let the problems get in the way of you continuing your pursuit of what you want. Just go for it. Don't let anyone tell you can't do something. Because we all only have so much time on this earth. So thank you so much, and I will see you on the next episode.